Well, if you're familiar with this music, then you know one thing and one thing only. That means that today is Friday the 13th. And as you scramble...
The best day of the year.
It really is. It's like Christmas. As you scramble to get your phone, to look down and see that, okay, wait, yeah, it's Tuesday. It's May the 9th. Let us remind you of one of the all-time great moments here on this very program.
The Heartburn!
Only a few years ago. During the Sturm era.
Yeah, but I was gone.
You were gone. And I'm wondering if you would have had the wherewithal to nip this in the bud. Because everybody else...
I knew what was going on. I was just letting you kind of stir in your own juices.
No one did anything.
Do we have a date on this, an exact date? Was this when Bob was officially here, or was it that weird? Okay.
Yeah.
Because I know Danny, it was Danny and Corby in there.
Yeah.
I was in here, and then Killer was producing.
When this was uploaded in OpEx, it says November 20th of 2020.
Yeah, it was okay. It was May 9th of 2020.
Where were you?
In
November. A little sicky? You a little COVID? Or you a little face diaper?
First of all, it's a chin diaper.
You reminded me yesterday of that term chin diaper, and it just made me laugh so hard. Oh, you wearing your chin diaper again? Loser.
Oh, we had some good times in 2020, didn't we?
Anyway, this is how it all went down on your radio station.
Yeah.
The one you trust. So Friday the 13th, which is today, the film Friday the 13th debuted, hit the American screens on May the 9th, 1980. That had to have been a Friday the 13th, right?
May the 9th?
They had to have that coincide with the actual day.
I can ask Siri.
Is she going to know this?
Let's see.
May 9th, 1980.
What day of the week was May 9th? Shut up, Siri.
Hold on.
Shut up. What day of the week was May 19th, 1980?
No, May 9th. Well, I can go back. Is it on the internet?
No, it's just asking her.
I know. I'm asking these guys in there.
What day of the week was May 9th, 1980? It was a Friday.
It was?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But it was May 9th.
Oh, God. Did I just say May 9th was a Friday the 13th?
Yeah, you did. And then you're yelling at me.
I want to go home now.
Me too. Was May 9th the 13th?
Hey, you answered. I don't know. Let me ask the computer woman. God, what a bunch of idiots.
Yeah. It had to be Friday the 13th.
No one said, why didn't any of you guys say anything?
Because we're dumb, too.
Everybody was equally dumb.
Yeah.
I think I was overthinking it.
You
were very convincing. Early in the week, early release, and the Friday was May the 13th.
Was May the 9th Friday the 13th?
I typed it in and still didn't catch it.
So. Did you really? God, what a bunch of morons.
We haven't even started drinking yet.
No, we're 30 minutes away.
God.
Oh, yeah, that was a beer Friday also.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
I love Danny's tone on, it was a Friday.
Bingo. We did it. So during the COVID years.
Shut up, Siri.
because you couldn't go anywhere. And so we would come up here, and on Fridays, we would bring like a six pack of beer. And at 5:30, we would crack open a beer. And that turned out.
Four. 30.
But then that turned into like beer companies because they found out what we were doing, like kind of sponsoring us and all that. But yeah, we weren't even drinking anything, and that happened. It was May the 9th, Friday the 13th.
But we did determine it wasn't.
We were successful in determining that.
After a lot of research.
Well, I was going to say, that's what the show's about at times, is testing theories out and, you know, proving truth or untruths. And
how are we not at Alamo today screening Friday the 13th?
I know. I can't believe we haven't taken advantage of that, or somebody hadn't taken advantage of that.
I would love a sales rep trying to explain that to a business owner. No, we need to be there on May 9th. Well, that doesn't make any sense. No, but it does. And then I liked your, just moments ago,
mm-hmm.
sir.
Go on.
I really enjoyed you trying to say, you know, we are all to blame equally, even though you were saying it and other people were just kind of tuning you out. And then you wanted to say, well, that proves everybody said it.
They didn't say it. But they were all complicit in the stupidity of the entire bit.
Perhaps, so but not equal.
You were talking with such conviction that we were all just, yeah, God. Sure.
If Kayla, this guy really knows his figured out either.
I think that's my best. Favorite part, because he just kind of comes in out of left field. Like, I Googled it, and I couldn't figure it out.
Killer's keyboard is smoking, because he's just Googling
Let's
so hard.
Let's do it on Friday, with my computer. Nine.
13. His computer just self-destructs. Like, how are you this stupid?
Or maybe if you type something in that's so dumb, it just locks up automatically. Like, it just freezes and it's like, that's it. You don't deserve this machine of ours. So now, like, in anticipation of May the 9th, like, whenever it's May the 4th or Cinco de Mayo, I mean, it's in my head now, and it has been the last 3 years, that... All right, here we go. We're fast approaching May the 9th.
Yeah.
And it's Friday the 13th.
In fact, it was Friday the 13th, yes.
Someday those two dates will coincide, and I'll be right.
How?
You wait, is what I'm saying. You can't prove me wrong.
Like, is this like a super special leap year?
It's going to happen, man. I'm going to be right.
I do think it's a real lesson for all the young broadcasters out there. Because when you do hours of radio over the course of time, it's all recorded. And you can say dumb things with your friends, and it just vanishes. And maybe it sticks in your memories, but there just isn't audio of it all the time. That's the pressure we're under. People think this is an easy job. Mm-hmm. But you're having to do calculations like 162 minus 34 on live radio.
It's tough.
What if you would have got that wrong? What if you would have said, like,
Friday the 13th?
Cucumber or something. You know, we would have mocked you. But no, you nailed it, and that proves that you now have the mettle to be a radio guy.
Anyway, you cut it. It's definitely one of the biggest three bonehead moves that's ever been made on this radio station. Like, we make mistakes all the time, but of that magnitude,
is that
and
where,
of that ridiculous nature,
is that where slow it down audio started?
No, just to make you guys
sound more baked and just
that is a good question.
Just a cloud of smoke leaving the studio.
What else do you put on the list?
I don't know.
Moment of silence on 9/11. Yeah.
But that's not
Masks,
a bonehead.
Bob's live spot.
Yeah,
a competing company.
That's off
that
the
doesn't
air.
Exist.
No, I don't think it does. But I mean, even the George Gorilla one is pretty great. Where I would wonder. I'd love to know the story of the first time someone slowed down audio to make everybody sound extra baked.
I'm sure we can find it.
Yeah, I know I've got it. You know, stuff on my computer that is definitely slowed down. That I've got it. Time stamp date wise, so yeah, it's out there.
All right.
Well, happy Friday the 13th, everyone. Be very safe out there today. Be very, very safe.
Yeah. Avoid black cats.
Right.